are listening to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain, and up next is another episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. to learn from our amazing young scientist in Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class. Without further ado, here is today's episode.
Hello, I'm Imogene, an interviewer that goes around and interviews scientists about physics.
Hey, I'm Elliot.
We are sixth graders from Mr. Sparacio's class who are going to talk to you about science. I hope you enjoy. Now, I have a question, Elliot. What is the law of conservation of energy?
Good question to start us off with. The law of conservation of energy states that energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can be transformed or transferred.
Oh, so it can't be created or destroyed, but it can be transformed and transferred. That's cool. May I ask, what are some examples of energy being transformed?
Sure. One example is the sun's light being transformed into electrical energy, which is then transformed into a battery. When the battery is put in a car, the energy that charges it is stored as chemical energy. That chemical energy is transformed back into electrical energy used to power the wheels. Finally, the wheel's energy becomes chemical and thermal.
What a great explanation.
Thanks. Do you have another question for me?
Yep. Okay. So what is the law of conservation of energy of charges? And how does rubbing objects transfer charge and make objects charged?
The law of charges states that charges cannot be created or destroyed, and instead they change position. Rubbing a balloon on your hair creates static electricity, causing the electrons to go from the balloon to your hair. This leaves your hair positively charged and the balloon negatively charged. When something gains electrons, it becomes negatively charged. Then, when it loses electrons, it becomes positively charged.
That's great. And last question. What do the laws of conservation of energy charges help us understand?
These laws help us predict outcomes with logical reasoning, and they also help us to further understand that we can't just create energy out of thin air. These laws are the fundamental rules of physics.
Thanks for the information. I'm going to go interview another scientist next.
All right, I'm glad we could have this conversation, but one last thing. Why did the battery commit a crime?
Why?
Because it wanted to get charged.
Please leave already.
Thank you once again for listening to today's episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us this time next week for more incredible science stories from Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. And remember to always keep your radio tuned to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain.